Good morning. Yes. Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. It is 10:49 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. I'm freezing my butt off here. It's 40 degrees. The wind's blowing. I didn't put on my parka this morning. I thought, well, you know, 40 degrees. It's mid-morning. Shouldn't be bad. Yeah, right. I'm in trouble getting situated here. Took a few days off. I have to be retrained. Get my clothes back on. It'll help. All right, here we go. Yeah, there is still snow. There's a little bit that showed up in the morning picture this morning, but I'm walking past piles of it here. This place where they scraped the plow came in and cleaned out their driveway. It's like, there's still like a 4 or 5 foot pile of snow here. The one place that was completely blocked is still, let's just say I had to do a lot of crunching through snow to get past it. I would have walked in the street, except it was happened to be when there's a lot of cars coming by, so yeah, timing is everything. Sniff, sniff. I'm sniffing and snorting and puffing because I'm trying to get warmed up here. Trying to get back. So, how have y'all been? It's been a few days. It was so pleasant before. We had the snow. I knew we were going to get more snow. I mean, we always get a lot of snow in March. We always get snow in March. And I wasn't quite prepared for 3 days. I wasn't quite prepared for the amount of wet snow. Luckily, I had a neighbor who had a very powerful snowblower, and I slipped him some cash for his gas money. And he didn't want to take it, but I insisted. So I slipped him some money for his gas, and he did the sidewalk out front, and he did the drive. I had to do the sidewalk in the back, but I didn't have to do it all, and I had help. My kids helped. So that's cool. Let's see what else. I missed one day of writing. But I've made it up. My goal for the month is to try to make up 3 of the missing January days. I made up 3 of them in February. And I'm well on the way to getting 3 done this month, too. I did miss a day, a whole day. It was because of the, I think it was because of the reaction to the second shot. The first one gave me kind of a spacey day. Just like the next day, I was a little bit a little bit, focus was very difficult. And then after the second shot, the next day was okay. But the day after that was, what is focus? What's my name? What am I doing? It was not unpleasant, but it was, you know, I'd open up the word processing file, and the next thing I know, I'm looking at something completely different. I'm looking at Twitter, I'm looking at Facebook, I'm looking anywhere but at that file. And finally, around, I don't know, 10:30, 11, I said, no, screw it. I haven't had a day off since January. So I took the day off. Later in the evening, I did put in a couple 300-400 words just to keep the story top of mind. There's a lot going on in this. I'm at 100 and... What did I have this? I got my words this morning. 171,000. 171. Yeah, 171,173. Two three-digit numbers, two digits apart. And it was barely 2,000 words, like 2,038 words. But it's like, okay, there's my 2K, I'm done. I haven't... There's a lot of really interesting things happening. Some of which I had in mind. There's a lot of talky talk. There's a lot of there's a lot of toehold business happening. Their new ship, the Marva Collins, is facing some issues with inexperienced crew. And the Chernyakhova is flying with them under new officers. So there's a lot of sort of back and forth and some interesting things happening. It's probably all I want to say about it without spoiling it too bad. But it's 171,000 words, which is, it's like almost two books worth. And the question I keep asking myself is, am I writing the second book already? And the answer might very well be yes. If it's not, then I'm going to have to prune out a lot of stuff, I think. That's not a bad thing. Pruning it down to be one good, solid book, even if it's a little bit long, I'm good with that. But one of the problems, as I've said all this, it occurs to me, I think one of the problems is that I'm writing toward the end of the trilogy, and I may really be writing the whole trilogy. Need to look at it again. But as long as I make my 2K a day, as long as I haven't found an end, as long as I can keep going, I'll keep going. We'll see how it goes. So since February 1st, I've only missed one day. I earned back three of the January days in February. I've almost earned back three of the January days now, and I still have, well, today's the 23rd, I still have a week to go. Broadwing Hawk. Thank you. It really is springtime here in the Rockies. Sun is trying to burn through the overcast. Feels good. I've made the turn along the long eastern reach here. These assisted living building here is a huge complex. Looks really interesting. I don't see any sign of the prairie dogs. There's one right there. They've come over the barricade and they're now living in this guy's lawn. Jeez. And I walked right by it. It's only a few steps, I'm going back. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. I was busy looking at the prairie dogs and walked right past the monk post. Ah. The convert kit event is still going on. Oh, and I'll pass this along. There's a spring sale at Bluehost. If you thought you might like to get your own hosting service, I don't have an affiliate link or anything, this is just, I know people think about this often. If you ever thought you wanted to get on a host of your own, I do recommend Bluehost. In spite of the problems that I've had with them over the years, I still can't seem to pry myself free to open a new place. The point being that they have a two-day sale, say it's the 29th and 30th of March. It's like $3 a month for their simplest plan. Which is, you know, when you think about it, a pretty good deal. If that's something that you need. Anyway, commercial's over. I wish I could get them to host me. That would be good. No, I don't really. Got a little heat built up in the sweatshirt here. That's a good thing. Because I'm walking into the wind again. That's not a good thing. Reading. Right now I'm reading Deanna Chase, the second book in her Keating Hollow series. It's quite good. I like it a lot. I like Deanna's writing. I loved her paranormal fiction, Premonition Point. And I was looking at her website. She's got a new website. I was looking at her website yesterday. Realized that there's two new Premonition Point books that I don't have yet. So I have a suspicion I know what I'm going to be reading next. If I didn't mention it before, Audrey Fay's third book in For the Love of Purple. Not For the Love. The Love of Purple. The final book, Violet, is out. I haven't got it yet. I thought I'd picked it up already, but apparently not. I'm saving that for when I need a really good book, because I know it's going to be a really good book. If you missed a notice on the Facebook page, The Wizard's Butler is up for pre-order on Audible. It's due out April 20th. They're really early on this pre-order. What else? The book I read before that. T.S. Valmont, V-A-L-M-O-N-T. Initials T as in Tom, S as in Sam. T.S. Valmont. What was it? Exile? I think it was Exile. First book in the space opera series, anyway. It was an interesting take on a generation ship. It was an interesting take on the dynamic in the crew, between the crew and the politicians. There's a certain, I don't want to say, cardboard, maybe cartoonish aspect to a couple of the characters. The main character was very interesting and kept me coming back to the book over and over. It took a while for it to grab me, but when it did, it didn't let go. And so, yeah, it was pretty interesting. T.S. Valmont. It's probably going to be the book of the month for January, for May. One of those months. How about April? April's good. Yeah, I like April. Oh yeah, there's the wind. Hello. Need to get groceries. Either today or tomorrow. If I can get through lunch, I can get through dinner. But I got my words early this morning. I'm not sure that's going to happen tomorrow, so perhaps I should do it now while it's fresh on my mind. Sniff snort. Yeah. Windy day. Sorry for any of the artifact that's coming through on the microphone. Yes, I do have a windbreak on it, but it's not particularly effective. When the wind's this bad, it doesn't work very well at all. Going past the park. You've awakened the gazebo. Knees are complaining. Probably because I pushed it too hard. Come up here with your dogs. I'm trying to get past the dogs. Gate hanging open, that's not a good sign. Let's see if I can get the glove off here. Almost at the back gate. Yeah. Whew. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.